February was the driest month Singapore has seen in nearly 150 years. Malaysia has been rationing water. From southern Thailand down to Indonesia, parched weather is interfering with farming. It's also led to brush fires, made worse in some areas by high winds. Wide stretches of eastern Australia are under drought conditions, including a record 80% of Queensland's state. A little more than a year ago, some parts of Queensland were under floodwaters. The drought in Australia has hit ranchers, forcing many to slaughter cattle ahead of schedule because of a lack of grassland to feed them. That's driven meat prices down. Prices for many agricultural commodities are heading the other way. Crops have seen huge price spikes because of the drought. Those include palm oil, rubber, cocoa, and coffee. Malaysia's trade minister says a continuing drought may slow his country's economy. Forest fires in Malaysia and Indonesia have also contributed to a choking haze that occasionally drifts over the region. Forecasters expect rain may begin to return to Southeast Asia in mid to late March. Bill Dorman, NPR News.